Will higher level education institutions ever move away from ornamental gardens and vast expanses of manicured lawns? Colleges and universities across the country are rewilding their campuses by restoring natural habitats on campus green spaces. Should Gettysburg College join the movement? More on the issue with Sarah Gilsell.
Gettysburg College needs to rewild our campus green spaces by using native plants to restore natural habitat, not only for the sake of the local ecosystem, but creating more natural spaces may promote a happier and less anxious campus community.
How does rewilding campuses impact the mental health of students?
A study done by Cox and their colleagues has shown that people who live in areas with more birds and vegetation that is taller than 2 feet experience lower rates of depression, anxiety, and stress, all issues that students at Gettysburg College regularly face.
But doesn't Gettysburg College have a lot of green spaces?
Most of the college campus is covered with turf grass, which is usually kept at a height of only a couple of inches. It isn't tall enough to make a significant difference for students' mental health. Natural landscaping, on the other hand, involves a variety of native plants, many of which are taller than 2 feet, and it attracts more birds, which are also correlated to lower levels of mental health issues.
So, what steps can Gettysburg College take?
Well, Gettysburg College sits on 225 acres of land. There's a lot of space that could potentially be restored to natural habitats. The movement can start on small plots of land and be student-led, which would provide leadership opportunities while also giving students a chance to spend even more time in nature.
For more information, visit ES241's WordPress site.